There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 10th, 2009. Newcomers go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Look at all the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use because some of the main servers will go down in the future. That always happens. And if you bookmark them, you can always pull one of these sites up and download the latest audio talks that I've given. You're a big choice to choose from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. That last site is the European site, which has all the same audios, but it also has the transcripts written in the various languages of Europe, which you can download for print up. And that's pretty handy for some people. I always start the show off by reminding people that this isn't... It's free for you, for most of you out there, for the vast bulk of you out there. There's only a few people help to keep this particular show going because it's only one out there where the show, where the host doesn't take direct payment from advertisers. The advertisements on this program, goes, the money for it, that is, goes straight to RBN. That pays for the radio time, pays for the staff and their bills and so on. So it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going. I depend upon your donations and the book sales I have. You'll see how to do that on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can pay through PayPal. You can pay through Western Union if you're abroad, that's outside the Americas. MoneyGram is fine. Within the U.S. and Canada, personal checks are good as well. And as I say, there's always original people who just send cash, and that bypasses those characters with the big podgy fingers called bankers. That's easier on both sides. And I should also mention, too, that lots of people get discs burned and passed around. Some people burn hundreds of them and pass them around at talks that they go to and different shows that they go to. And people don't really know how to get in touch with me. So I always say at the beginning here, how do you do that in case you want to in the future and you don't use a computer? The name is Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. And now that that's out the road, and I should really scatter this throughout the show because we'll always bypass the first 5 minutes because you know I always have the same little spiel. But we truly are under assault now. It's a blitz print, you might call it, where the media, as anyone can see, anyone who thinks at all can see, that all media are on board with the same topics and agendas at the same time. This is how it's planned. This is how propaganda is planned. Everyone must be on board. Very old tactic. Professor Carl Quigley went through that in Tragedy and Hope. And how the big media moguls, who were members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, /CFR, got together before World War II and wondered how to terrify the public so they'd demand that Britain go to war with Germany. And that's explained from their own records, and he was a professional historian for their records. And that's what we're getting today with this incredible amounts of crisis and hot air and cry wolf, since 2001 started. Now remember, that's the beginning, the real beginning for the millennium is 2001. This is the century of change, and you ain't gonna like it. Back with more after these messages. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about the century of change. And we're living through it. Most folk don't know it because they'll adapt to everything that happens to them, simply because everyone else is adapting to everything that happens around them. That's how simple it is to control millions of people. Everyone sort of looks to see who's going to complain or do something first. But if it's, no one does, they don't follow. Most people are followers. Last week I mentioned how a small group of men got together in the Lunar Society, they called it, one of the Masonic societies. But these were very rich men and scientists of their day. And they planned the entire Industrial Revolution. And I mentioned how some of the key players in today's global control mechanism talk about this original group and how they see how a few people can truly decide which way the future is going to go. That's what's happening right now. Most folk will adapt to any kind of system that's given to them, if it's done scientifically, if the propaganda is laid out, the incrementalism is laid out in a systematic way through propaganda, and especially through education. That's the beauty of it. They can often bypass most of the parents, who by the time they hit 40 are so apathetic they can't be bothered fighting about anything. And so they go for the children so that they will be taught a completely different way of living than their parents. It doesn't have to be any truth that they're given, but anything can be presented by as truth, depending on how you present it and what you put forward for the presentation and what you decide to omit from the rest of the picture. It's very simple. Very simple. You can make people believe anything at all. Anything at all. Experiments have been done. Massive experiments on whole continents at times. The War of the Worlds that was put out back in the 40s or 50s. And it was read on the ears that it was an actual space invasion. It was done in cooperation with, I think, Princeton psychology departments and departments of government to see how the people would react to it. And people did panic. There were people fleeing from cities. There were people who shot at water towers thinking there were these big aliens coming down because they'd heard them described over the radio. So people can be made to believe anything at all. And that's what Lenin, who was taught by the best bankers on the planet, knew when he said that there's 1,000 directions that humanity as a society can go. And it's only important that those who live then and who are being born then believe that the one they're born into is the only natural one that could have evolved. And that's what we're all taught, you see. We're led our whole lives through the snaking tunnel. And you're just getting used to one bend and up comes another bend as they move you onto another way of looking at the whole of society. And it's not difficult, as I say, to do, especially when you have not just media on board worldwide, but you have departments built into every government, regardless of what party gets into power, or appears to get into power. And you have basically an international educational system to make sure it works. Your whole reality is given to you. And quite a few years ago, I read different articles about the eugenicists and how they wanted to depopulate, etc. I've gone through the Club of Rome, big think tank, and their book, The First Global Revolution, where they say they took the credit for dreaming up the con of global warming so that they could blame the people and get them to start cutting down their numbers and all the rest of it and allow themselves to be managed under a type of warfare scenario. They said that's the only time where we give up all our freedoms and work together under a war scenario. Well, you're going to have perpetual war until this is all completed. And that's probably going to be all of your lives for everyone who's listening right now. It's a long-term agenda. These guys not only work in centuries, if you look at some of their articles, they've even got panels now working on the year 3000. Yeah. And what they want to have by the year 2000, not just in technology, but in types of humans, transhumanism and all that kind of stuff, post-humanism even. Well-funded groups. These are not just little hobbyists that meet at libraries and discuss their favorite novel. These are literally well-funded by big foundations, groups of scientists, etc., that then advise governments. Amazing. We don't elect any of these advisors into power, but then we're post-democratic, you see, because that was something else that the Club of Rome said, that democracy would have to sort of go. There was just too many competing factions to get anything done. And by that, they really meant to get their own particular agenda through. You see, democracy was simply in the way. You are seeing the end of it now. We've seen it since 2001. In fact, politicians don't even give you the usual playful smiles as they lied their faces off on television. Now you have dictates coming down from the top and implemented at the bottom. Those who have grown up in Britain, I'm sure, used to that because that's a premier country that everyone copies in their techniques of propaganda. And they've had such a long time of beating the public down with incredible repetition and propaganda, including all of the BBC documentaries and fictional stuff that they churn out that's full of political correctness. And each time they update the PC, everyone else is updated at the same time. And they're so politically correct, you don't know what to say anymore in company. You just don't know what to say. So you talk about safe things. They talk about sports and stuff like that. You see? And it's all coming across the world, the same system, because these creeps at the top, you see, set out to take the whole world over an awful long time ago. An awful long time ago. Toffler is a great friend of Newt Gingrich, and I talked again years ago that when, from his own book, he says the third wave, and the third wave was about the future and how it's supposed to be according to these eugenicists, and those who believe that they are the fittest is to survive and rule, and what should happen to the rest of us. And every congressman was given a copy by Newt Gingrich of this book. And in the book it said that everyone would have to be a vegetarian. It was going to be a vegetarian society, and it must be so. He didn't say why it must be so. And I said, you can take that to the bank. It will happen. When 2001 came along, I said, that very night, I said, you're going to see a whole war scenario with refugees eventually in the streets. They'll do that under plagues, etc., or the threats of plagues. And I said, you'll get ration cars. Eventually, ration cars definitely will come. That's part of warfare, you see. And you'll get ID cards. And you'll have your snoops, your spy society. And lo and behold, we're living through all of it. And yet people still think, well, I guess it's just coincidence that he said that and it's just happening now. No, I've read their books, you see. And when they say something, they mean it. They mean it, you see. When these big boys say up and say, get up on television and say, there's too many of you. And this guy's a multi-billionaire running a foundation who advises the government, and he's got his own man in the government on some greeny body. You better be very, very scared, because they mean it. And they have the power to do it. Not only the power, they're all connected with all the other rich fat men, you see, these dynasties. And they have a big, massive world club. And they have world meetings, lots of world meetings, to decide what kind of future they're going to bring in. And we read about this, and we hiccup, and I always think, well, I guess they mean someone else. They can't mean me. You know, they can't mean, of course they mean you. As I say, when the media all gets on board at the same time with the same propaganda, the same stories, and a big push, there's no coincidence to it, especially when no reporter will ask the right questions, or really any questions. These are almost like handouts to the press. They're dutifully just published, just pasted in there, and that becomes your news. Here's an article here from, it's from The Guardian. Saturday, the 8th of August, it says, UN climate change deal needs more sacrifices by West, the Western countries, by John Westcott. John Westcott, this is what he's warning. It says, vital United Nations climate change talks in Copenhagen are likely to collapse unless the rich nations agree a social justice deal, or you should say to a social justice deal, built around equalizing emissions per head in each country. Now remember, emissions per head literally means you and what you consume and what you breathe and use. Literally. Do you understand that? This is according to the former Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott. I wonder if he's related to the Prescott Bushes side of the family. Probably is. So here's the former Deputy Prime Minister, who's now a technocrat, obviously, meaning he's higher than a Prime Minister or a President. According to Brzezinski, these are the guys with real power. And once they're out of politics, they're up at the world meetings and doing the real job, and they have real power to authorize things. He says, speaking to The Guardian, Prescott admitted that the formula would require far greater sacrifices by rich nations, especially the U.S. So this is the redistribution of wealth and all the rest of it, not just the wealth. Says Prescott, one of three politicians to broker the original UN climate change deal in December 97, is to become deeply involved in trying to ensure there's a successor to Kyoto. He met leaders of Barack Obama's climate change team in Washington a fortnight ago. This is incredible. They're talking about the weather. Okay? Climate change. We've always had climate change. It's called the weather. They dropped global warming because it wasn't panning out. But this is as good as anything, because people can't think for themselves. They have no memory of a year ago, 2, 5 years ago, and how the weather was then. They have no memory at all. So they can tell them anything, which is exactly what they do. So Obama's climate change team in Washington a fortnight ago, and is due to travel to China on 8 September at the same time as Lord Mandelson, the business secretary. Mandelson, what a character he is, but he was kicked out of every office and then put back in. Good friends in high places, mind you. It's a hereditary lordship. We'll be back with more on this topic after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix, reading from an article from The Guardian on the usual thing, the climate change. It's not global warming anymore, it's just weather, you know. And as I say, that's good enough for most people. It'll become like Fear of the Dark shortly. The same principle, Fear of the Dark, you know. And it says Prescott, it says he met leaders of Barack Obama's climate change team in Washington a fortnight ago. As you travel to China on 8 September, at the same time as Lord Mandelson, the business secretary, he'll be given an honorary professorship. They love this stuff, getting honorary degrees, at Xiamen University for his work on climate change. So he's not just an ex-prime minister. He's another Fabian, you see, with another agenda, a lifetime's agenda to fulfill. That's why he's up there now, doing even more important things than being a vice prime minister. Says Prescott will also stage an international conference from the 20th of September on the principles of a deal for Copenhagen to be opened by Rajendra Pachauri, off the chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's just this bunch of pathetic weasels that keep buying new computers to try to give them the facts that they want to hear. That's what it's all about. This is also an address by Al Gore. Now, we have voted none of these people in to anything, any power positions over our lives, but here they are running the world through the United Nations, and from the United Nations via the governments to us. I hope people understand that. Now, where's the democracy in this? There's none. You see, this we're post-democratic. So the conference organized by the Council of Europe, what conglomerate that is, will have 65 states present. Prescott's also going to lead a Gore-style campaign in schools. That's where, just like Gore, I mentioned, I have that link somewhere too, where Gore goes into the schools talking to 12 and unders and tells them that you know more than your parents. You know, they just don't understand everything. So they'll bypass their parents. Typical communist trick, you see. So that's part of the blitz, you see, on the same topic. And here's what we get. Remember what I said at the top? I said there'd be ration cards and all the rest of it. Well, here we go. Times Online, August 10th. Food crisis could force wartime rations and vegetarian diet on Britons. Well, who'd have thunk, eh? Who'd have seen that coming? I wonder. It says the British people face wartime rations and a vegetarian diet in the event of a world food shortage. A new official assessment on the UK's food security suggests today, you see. Even though the nation is 73% self-sufficient in food production, higher than during the 1950s, the food chain is at risk from global influences such as a worldwide increase in population. Oh, it's all you again. Climate change. Ah, here we are. Bringing extreme weather patterns, higher oil prices, and more crops being grown for biofuel instead of food. Oh, my God. All these crises coming up. Supplies in future may also be disrupted by animal disease outbreaks. It could be that too. Disruption of power supplies, trade disputes, and interruptions for shipping and at ports, and the sky may fall. I added the last part there myself. The UK, however, has one of the highest cereal production capabilities in the world, with 7 tonnes grown per hectare compared to a world average of 3.3 tonnes per hectare. But regardless, though, you see, it says, in the event of an extreme event, cereal crops be used to feed the nation and ensure that each person receives sufficient daily calories. Your GM crops. But people would have to consume less. The average number of calories eaten per day in the early 1960s was about 2,100, whereas the most recent figure compiled by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is 2,800. See, here's that unelected body again with all of his different councils. Even during the Second World War, Britain did not have to rely wholly on domestic food production, but Hilary Benn, the cabinet minister with overall responsibility for food policy, has ordered officials to prepare for a scenario where the country could feed itself. In the event of an extreme emergency, the most dramatic consequence would be every person eating a predominantly vegetarian diet, more cereals, fruit and veggies, and less meat and poultry. Well, that's always been the agenda. I've read from their old books, haven't I? Cereals used to feed farm animals would be shifted into human food production. A paper setting out the food security assessment states that the food on offer would be a highly restricted diet. I mentioned too, they're copying the old techniques of India. They controlled the peasants of India for thousands of years like this. A highly restricted, if sufficiently nutritious diet. You see? One of the biggest threats to the supply chain would be restrictions in trade of meat and poultry from Argentina or Brazil or of genetically modified soya, the main commodity used to feed livestock in Britain. No wonder there's no taste to anything, eh? Then he goes on and on about all the possible other things like climate change, changes in the weather, etc., etc., you see. So all the media's on board with this. There's a Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph here, August the 10th. Government's green energy plan may cost 17 times more than its benefits. The government plans to increase the proportion of Britain's energy generated by green sources is set to cost between 11 and 17 times what the change brings in economic benefits. Well, who cares about that when you're on the communistic, you know, line, the world communism? You see, it's equality across the planet for, well, all of you, except for those at the top, you see. There's always some are more equal in such utopias than others, as Orwell said. This is the figures are buried deep in the government's renewable energy strategy paper produced last month. Guess who by? Another special panel that deals with the United Nations. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, reading an article from the Telegraph about the Renewable Energy Strategy paper produced last month. And it says here, according to the document, while the expected cost will be total around £4 billion a year over the next 20 years, amounting to £57 billion to £70 billion, the eventual benefit in terms of the reduced carbon dioxide emissions will be only £4 billion to £5 billion over that entire period. But it has got nothing to do with it. I hope you all realize there's a different agenda. It's nothing to do with what they tell you. It's depopulation, sterilization, etc. That's what it's all about. Do you really get that? See, you've always been the problem. You just didn't know it. The elite have always said, there's just too many people. There's too many people. The useless people. Useless eaters, they're called by people like Bertrand Russell. Useless eaters. You see, you're post-industrial. All you're doing is consuming, passing things around. You don't produce anything. So they don't believe in keeping us around as pets, you see. And they want to get rid of us. But they must have our compliance in the eradication process. Quite amazing, isn't it? I mean, Adolf Hitler did it quickly. These characters have to convince us to jump over the cliff. This is what all this is about. All of it. All of it. That's what it's all about. It says the figures make up part of the government's impact assessment of the policies, which includes plans to raise the proportion of British electricity produced by renewable energy sources from 5.5% to 30%. And so on and so on and so on. We are the problem. We are the problem. And here's the BBC, you know, the government's station. the guys who are experts in propaganda, they've been at it forever since the first radio came out, BBC. That's what they were set up to do, in fact, propaganda. And they've never let go of it. Why should they? That's a main tool of policy, not just British policy, but worldwide policy. When the Soviets had the Soviet system, they copied the BBC-style presentation. And all you had from Britain and Moscow was the Department of so-and-so has declared, and the Ministry of so-and-so has declared, and the Commissariat of so-and-so has declared. And just declarations coming down to the people. See? And that's what we're living in now. And this is from the 10th of August, 2009. Radical rethink needed on food, BBC. It says, a radical rethink of how the UK produces and consumes its food is needed, Environment Secretary Hilary Benn has warned. That was part of the Benn family. The Benn family are part of the Wedgwood Darwin family. And they're into every generation of politics, they're in there. He was speaking at the launch of the government's assessment of the threats to the security of what we eat. The food supply was currently secure, but population growth, you see, it's all you lot out there, and the weather, you know, could have an impact, he warned. Could have an impact, he warned. Producers, supermarkets, and consumers have been invited. So here's your, here's your, everybody's getting in on it now. Producers, consumers, and supermarkets. Do you already, you know, you'll already have official consumer societies set up for you by the kind philanthropists, and they'll talk for you. They'll do all the talking for you. So you don't have to worry about anything. Just chew away. It says, have been invited to suggest how a secure food system should look in 2030. Amazing how that date comes up in all their plans, including the Department of Defense. Some of the findings from the consultation are expected to be published in the autumn. That's the fall. As well as launching the consultation process, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. So now it's not just Food and Rural Affairs, it's Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, has published a scoreboard-style assessment of the current state of the UK's food supply. It is to stimulate a debate within the UK on what a food policy we should be and how do we define and look at food security more broadly, said DEFRA's chief scientific advisor, Professor Robert Watson. It's amazing all these advisors are just advising. Why bother with politicians when the advisors are running everything, eh? None of them are elected. Then it says, food is absolutely essential. No kidding, this guy's bright. And over the past few years, we did see a food price increase, not only in the UK, but across the globe, he told BBC News. We think it's time to have a debate with consumers, farmers, and the private sector on what the food policy should be for the UK. But there's much, much more to it, because they're talking about feeding the world. See, we're global now. Don't forget it. We're global. And we've got to share everything, you know, a la communist style, you see? And that's what it's all about, because these guys are all Fabians. And the Fabians won. They overtook the Soviet system, because it started by a different technique of incrementalism with a 100-year plan, which they've completed. Now they're on to the next 100-year plan. See? So the test for us will be, as the Earth's climate changes, the weather changes, what will be the challenges, not only in the UK, but throughout the world, he asks. Well, I wonder, eh? They want more natural ways of growing food. It needs to be sustainable, seasonal, and fresh. Oh, I love these experts. Anyway, that's what they're promoting there. But what's the real problem? What's the real problem? Well, here's the New York Times. Same time. See, I'm saying this is a blitz. You're going to have this daily, incessantly, until everyone in the street's parroting it, and you'll think they're all crazy if you're still a thinker. It says, this is from August the 7th, 2009. Having children brings high carbon impact, by Kate Galbraith, who no doubt is the environment writer. Having children is the surest way to send your carbon footprint soaring. Another abstract, a carbon footprint. According to a new study from statisticians at Oregon State University, the study found that having a child has an impact that far outweighs that of other energy-saving behaviors. No kidding. Is that an energy-saving behavior? Say, for example, a hypothetical American woman who switches to a more fuel-efficient car, drives less, recycles, installs more efficient light bulbs, and replaces her... at least bulbs are useless, and they're deadly from a mercury vapor. And you have UV light as well, too, which can burn you if you're too close. And replaces her refrigerator and windows with energy-saving models, you know, the cheap-made ones from China. If she had two children, researchers found her carbon legacy would eventually rise to nearly 40 times what she had saved by those actions. No kidding. Oh, so children are bad. You see, that's what I'm trying to say here. This is the message. Under all this hoopla and crap is don't have children. There's too many people. Remember that Aldous Huxley, and he's up there on YouTube with a Mike Wallace interview. You can look it up. He said, it's not just, we should be thinking not just about birth control, but death control, he says. You see, people are living too long. See, the useless eaters are living too long. That's what they're talking about. You see? So, yeah, they don't want children getting born, but they want us to die faster, too, at the bottom. You see, once you're retired, they could use all that pension money and so on, or welfare money, and use it for better things like their paychecks and giving to non-governmental organizations and for warfare purposes or for putting up more cameras to watch everybody and stuff like that. You know, we're just living too long and using it. So it's clearly the potential saving from reduced population are huge compared to the savings that can be achieved by changing your lifestyles, the report states. That's a bit contradictory. The impact of children varies dramatically depending on geography. An American woman who has a baby will generate nearly 7 times the carbon footprint of that of a Chinese woman. That's because they have bigger feet in America. Who has a child, the study found. The calculations take account of the fact that each child is, in turn, likely to have more children. And because the calculations derive from fertility rates, oh, you know that nasty thing called fertility that they're trying to eradicate altogether. They'll be doing a darn good job, too, by the way, in the West. It says the expected number of children per woman in various countries, the finding focus on women, although clearly men participate in the decision to have children. Well, at least they mentioned men there. In discussions about climate change, we tend to focus on the carbon emissions of an individual over his or her lifetime, said Paul Murtaug, professor of statistics at the OSU. In a statement accompanying the study's release, he says, these are important issues and it's essential that they should be considered. But an added challenge facing us is continuing population growth and increasing global consumption of resources. Straight off Mr. Rockefeller's mouth, isn't it? And it's a full report there if you really want to see the nonsense that's getting spouted off here. But this is going to be the incessant propaganda from now on. Now on. Until people you know will start parroting it right from articles like this. In conversations, they'll parrot it. Yeah, there's too many of us. They're the ones that watch all the nature shows and David Suzuki and stuff like that. And this world becomes awful dull when they all just become little, like Brzezinski said, they can only talk about their downloads from the previous night's news. But that's what's happened. They do think the media is somehow there, like some referee, to do their thinking for them. They really have come to accept that. They don't know that the media, the mainstream media, is a propaganda tool for those who rule the world. And often the media moguls are part of the guys who rule the world, you see. And they do have their syndicates and their clubs where they meet and plan agendas and topics. They'll get pushed, like this one here. Amazing. This is another article here. It's from the Mail Online. To show you the future that Orwell described. And this future we have to go through before you come through the brave new world of Huxley. The Orwellian stage comes first. It says here, 10th of August, 2009, March of the State Spies. 1 in 78 adults came under state-sanctioned surveillance last year. Britain's extraordinary march towards a surveillance state is revealed today by shock new figures. I wonder who is shocked. They show that one request is made every minute for officials to spy on someone's phone records or email accounts. The number of Big Brother snooping missions by police, town halls, and other public bodies has soared by 44% in 2 years. Last year, there were 504,073 new cases, an average of 1,381 per day. It's the equivalent of one adult in 78 coming under state-sanctioned surveillance. The snoopers are using a law originally aimed at terror suspects. Well, of course, that's why they brought it in, isn't it? Nothing to do with terror. You see, you're all the potential terrorists. In fact, from their point of view, since they're at war with you for eating everything and breathing all that air out, you see, all that carbon dioxide, you see, you're the terrorists. Do you understand that? Do you understand you are the terrorists? You see, the snoopers are using a law aimed at terror suspects, but their targets include people suspected of storing petrol, gasoline, without a license. You need a license to store gasoline over there. And bringing a dog into the country without quarantining it. And also for, of course, not closing your dustbin. Liberal Democrat spokesman Chris Huhne said last night, "It cannot be a justified response to the problems we face in this country that the state is spying on 500,000 people a year." It's actually more than that. Because, you see, you're under total information network. You see, total means everybody. And everybody's communique must be copied and held. Everybody. Total information network. So the government forgets that George Orwell's 1984 was a warning, not a blueprint. No, I don't think so much. I think Orwell knew it was a blueprint because he had been trained by the characters. He was trained to believe in the agenda until he found out that he was being used as well. See, it's not just the ones down below, the smaller NGOs that go along. It's also the higher players. They're trained to go out there and start up the big NGOs, etc., who are given false information. So the request to intercept email and telephone records were made under the hugely controversial Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2000. A total of 653 state bodies, that's officials, groups that is, including 474 local councils, are allowed to use its surveillance powers. So even your local council can snoop on everything you're doing. The Mail discovered that Sandwell Borough Council checked phone records to locate a bogus faith healer. This is what they use it for. While Lewisham Council used the anti-terror power to pursue a rogue removal firm and a rogue pharmacist. Kent County Council carried out 23 phone checks as part of probes into storing gasoline illegally and breaking the law over importing a dog. Other bodies authorized to carry out surveillance include the Financial Services Authority, the Ambulance Service. I love all these services. They're authorities now, you see. This is fire authorities and prison governors. They're not allowed to find out the content of phone calls and emails, but can access details of when and to whom they were made or sent. People who are found to have done no wrong have no right to know they were snooped on. So it was on and on and on. Welcome to the total global police state, because this is happening everywhere. And my God, do they want the US to come down big time? Big time. Massively. The US, they want to really come down to a third world standard, because also in the papers, an awful lot of articles about this very thing too, to do with food, etc., and standard of living, and how they'll all have to come down to the lowest common denominator. Amazing, isn't it? Now, there's Mike from New York on the phone. Are you there, Mike? We'll have you there, and we'll get off these topics here. Hello, Mike. Are you there? No?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Alan, it's quite ironic that this character, Prescott, is running around pontificating on global warming and receiving awards for it. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen a picture of this clown, it's not a pretty sight. He's about 300 pounds of flabben lard.
I see it. Yeah, he's on the page of that
article. And probably consumes enough food to feed a family of five.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put too fine a point on it, the amount of wind he expels on a daily basis must be the equivalent of a small herd of cattle.
Yes. Yep.
So I suggest we start RFID tagging these morbidly obese politicians, mm-hmm, in the same way it's proposed that we do to cows.
maybe we should also put them on the vegetarian diet they want us to go on to.
Exactly. I mean, they're running around stuffing their faces and lecturing to the populace that they have to cut down on the carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. I read an article last year where a group met at IPPC for this UN group, and it went through about 12 courses in their meal and something
And they're only the courses they told you about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably cut down to make it not look so bad.
It was bad enough.
Exactly. The statistics that these advisors keep on churning it out regarding the food supply in the UK and various other places are reminiscent of nothing as much as those ridiculous five-year plans with meaningless statistics that they used to publish in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're using. They're using both techniques. Yeah,
it's the same blueprint.
It is.
I have another question, if I can hang on, Alan.
Yeah, hang on, and we'll get back to it after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea, but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking to Mike from New York. You still there, Mike?
Hi, Alan. A quick question. With all these poisons that the governments are only too happy to prescribe to the populace, you know, I'm referring, for instance, to aspartame and food, fluoride, GM food, vaccinations, and Lord knows what else, why is there this holy war against smoking tobacco under the pretext that these same people are trying to protect people's health?
Yeah. Yeah, I wondered about that, you know, because, and it's an odd thing, I can't verify except my own little studies I've done, informal studies, but I do know that since it started the heavy chem spraying, the people who smoke don't seem to have the same effects of loss of memory and so on as the ones who don't smoke.
Okay, because I knew it couldn't be, you know, for the benefit of people's health.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'd be happy. I mean, yeah, they'll kill us off by a thousand other ways, but smoking is a taboo. It's true enough, the stuff from the spray is meant to go through the alveolar tissue of the lung.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tiny, the particles are so tiny, it goes right through. However, smokers tend to coat that, and you cough it up. If you swallow it, it goes through the intestine. It does not get absorbed because it's a different size.
That makes eminent sense, you know, a lot more than this, you know, BS about, oh, we're trying to protect people's health.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here in British Columbia and Canada, they teach children about 6 or 7 years old at school how to shoot up heroin safely in classroom. But they don't want you smoking a cigarette.
It's unbelievable.
It is. But that's the system we're in. And there's always another reason. But I found that, because I used to ask people who are really up on things and real thinkers if they smoked or not, and did my own survey over a year or two. And I found the ones who were really ahead and could also sort out all of the Patriot stuff, what was also false stuff, what was true. They were the ones who could sort it all out were smokers.
Very interesting.
And it didn't have so many of the side effects, like the cramps, the constant cramps. And some of these people in some heavily sprayed areas come down with muscle cramps. It's a common ailment to get, apart from the bronchial problems. It's because you're not inhaling. Stuff doesn't get into your bloodstream the same way because you're a smoker.
You know, when I recall, you know, these old guys back in England who'd have been in the, you know, these old age pensions in their 80s and so, and they smoked a couple of packs a day and they were fine.
Yes,
I think it's a lot of BS.
It definitely seems that way, and but it's always another reason to say, and I'm sure that's what it is, because that's when they hyped it up. About 98 is when they really started the heavy spraying daily across Canada, at least. And they've been doing it in the States and trying out there for longer periods, that's when they really went on board to cut out the smoking completely and no tolerance whatsoever. And it's true enough, people who don't smoke don't seem to notice the trails in the sky, and they don't notice much else in life either.
Yeah. Okay, Alan, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ken from Fort Worth, are you there, Ken?
Good evening. You've been watching Fox. You see what all's going on, these town hall meetings, you know. If you look at Time and Newsweek, they're exercising and didn't even find it.
Yes. Yeah, all weekend, even on the Canadian stations, they had that kind of stuff on the go, yeah.
And they got, Ron Paul's got 276 signers, and they get simple.
Yes.
Yeah, just notice, I mean, they get simple. Exercising and walking, and they turn stupid.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And from a very famished Ontario, Canada, where we're going to get turned into experimental prison camps, I guess, for diet control. And from Hamish myself, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet